Natives in Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Tenneke, and Haines would become shareholders in new urban corporations under the legislation. The bill calls for each corporation to receive about 23,000 acres of land and $650,000. But that could change in the legislative process. Previous bills failed to pass, and Murkowski says another approach may be needed.
At one point in time, what the individuals were looking for, they wanted their land. Well, it's pretty darn difficult to make these land conveyances, and we see that. We're certainly seeing that with the Sea Alaska land conveyance. So we've talked about is there a possibility for compensation in some other way. How they are recognized, how they are compensated, is undetermined.
The bill is called the Unrecognized Southeast Alaska Native Communities Recognition and Compensation Act. It aims to resolve what advocates call a major flaw in the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. They point out that the five Southeast communities were denied local Native corporations, unlike the rest of the region.
They looked at this back in 1994. They determined that there really wasn't a good reason that they had been left out, except that at the time, the land around these villages was locked up in long-term timber contracts. Well, that might be an explanation, but it's not really a good rationale for why only five communities basically get left out of ANCSA.
Murkowski admits getting the bill through Congress will be difficult. Any land would come out of the Tongass National Forest, drawing opposition from conservation groups. She will pursue the legislation in the Senate's Energy and Resources Committee, where she's ranking member. But the panel is tied up with other legislation right now.
Once the Energy Committee can turn from the energy bill at hand and look to some of these other lands bills that we have in front of us, then I think we might have a shot at educating some of our colleagues in terms of what the situation was and why it's important that we be able to provide some relief.
The bill is one of several introduced this spring targeting Southeast. One would complete Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation's land selections. Up to 85,000 acres would include Prince of Wales Island timber stands and economic development sites throughout the region. Another bill would fund retooling and other efforts to help the region's timber industry adjust to the current market. Yet another measure would fund ferry repairs and new vessels. Murkowski is also pursuing bills to support ocean energy development, and she's part of an effort to get the federal government to recognize hydropower as a renewable, non-polluting energy source.
We recognize that the economy is not good down there. We anticipate a downturn in the tourism market, and that's not going to help us. So as we look to legislation and areas that we can try to make a difference, for those in the southeastern part of the state.
Murkowski is partnering with fellow Alaska Senator Mark Begich and Alaska Congressman Don Young on some of the efforts. She says the best chance for several of the bills is to attach them to other legislation. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Sitka.